This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
Amen. Looking in our Bibles tonight, the book of Mark, chapter number 1, we'll begin reading verse number 21. If you're there, say amen. And they, this is Jesus and his newly called disciples, they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them, notice these words, as one that had authority and not as the scribes. We have seen man put his name to many things, and we perceive our own authority. Our president has his name on buildings all over this world, hotels and buildings and things of that nature. There's presidents who have come and gone whose names are residing on monuments and buildings and places all over this country and all over this world. Their names reside on places. We perceive an authority that we have. We perceive the ability to create things. But in the reality, all we're doing is manipulating and putting together the things that God has already created. He created the elements, and he created the matter that the elements are made of. All we get to do is experiment, try to see what mixes up good, and come up with steel and various things that we have. See, we just put together all the stuff that God had already made. Ford puts a car out. They didn't make the elements that make up the steel and the aluminum and the plastic and the rubber. They didn't create that. They just molded what God had already created, you see, because he's got the authority over that. He created those things. He created emotions. We know that God is an emotional being. How do we know that? We do not have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. We did not create emotions, but we can manipulate emotions in other people to gain a reaction. We did not create these things. God is the authority over those things. God created music, and I thank him for it. We listen to nature, and we can hear thousands of birds. You ever been in one of those places where there's the starlings come in, you know, certain times of the year, or flocks of geese and things of that nature. Various animals all over the world in groupings and herds and flocks and all kind of different conglomerations. They can all use their voice at the same time, but in the reality, it's just noise. But God put creativity in man that separated the fluid goo of musical tone into a temperate scale that we can use for music. But God created the tone. He's got the authority because he created all these things. We understand that God delegates authority. You know, the devil has got a delegated authority. Job chapter 1, the sons of God came before him, and the devil asked permission to mess with Job. You understand what I'm saying? The devil had to ask permission to mess with Job. He's got delegated authority. When Jesus was drawn by the Spirit in earlier verses here, into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting and prayer and to undergo the temptation of the devil, when the devil would show him something, take him to a high place, show him a kingdom he could have, show him whatever the devil thought he could give him, Jesus never argued those facts that the devil has a delegated authority over some social and world systems that exist. He never threw it back in his face that, you know what, you've only got that power because I let you have it. So you really don't have power to give it to me because it's not really yours. It's all mine. He has the authority. He has all authority. There is no comparison to his authority. Now notice this, down in our verses tonight, look there in verse number 23 on. It's talking about the man with the unclean spirits in the synagogue. I want you to see the control of his authority. The most misused description of Jesus Christ in the Bible is the description of meek or meekness. Meekness is not weakness. meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength and power under control. And so Jesus has control over his authority. Notice this in these verses, in verse number 23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Now just time out for a second. Jesus surprised them with his doctrine, but didn't seem anybody was upset that there was a demon-possessed man sitting in the church house. That didn't raise an eyebrow one, but Jesus reading some scripture got their attention, but the devil in the church house didn't even turn anybody's head. What about that? It tells us a little bit of the condition of the synagogue at Capernaum, and I dare say in churches all over this country and this world that the devil's probably laying around and sitting in pews and working in children's ministry, and it ain't turning nobody's head. But he said, look in these verses in verse number 23. There was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. He said, let us alone. The people of the synagogue didn't recognize Jesus yet for who he was. But the devils knew his authority. The devils knew his authority. Notice what he did here. I want you to see a common word here, Brother Howard. We see this word a couple of different times here. Look right here, he says, saying, let us alone. What have we do thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Who art thou to come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And notice these words. And Jesus rebuked him. You can't rebuke anybody unless you got authority over them. I rebuke my kids because they're under my authority. I don't mess with your kids. I don't mess with your kids. You know why? Because they're your kids. You have the authority over them. Now, if one of them comes up and kicks me in the shin, I'm going to delegate some authority to myself. But he said in his word here, he rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, come out of him. The control of his authority. He told the devil to shut up and get out of here. He told Satan, shut your mouth and get out. And you know what the devil had to do? He had to do it. Why? Because Jesus has the authority. He had the authority. They asked him to leave him alone. The devil always gets nervous in church when Jesus shows up. You ever notice when it starts getting really good, there's always some kind of little disturbance. There's always something, some kind of little local, you know, ruckus that goes on somewhere. You're just getting good. I mean, things are just getting right, and the preacher's getting hot. And man, something stirs up somewhere or another. You think the devil's not trying to mess that thing up? Sure he is. He's trying to mess it up. But you know what Jesus said? Shut your mouth and get out. The devils obey when Jesus tells them. Hey, turn over real quick. I want to touch on this right here just for a minute. Turn over to Luke. Luke chapter 4. Parallel account. Verse 35, Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace. Now, go on a little further. We're going to read this back in Mark 2. But go over here to in your Schofield, 1078, verse 38. He arose out of the synagogue, entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife, this is Simon, who will become, we'll know as Peter, Simon Peter. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Notice this. He stood over her and rebuked the fever. And what happened? It left her. Amen. He's got the authority over cancer. Somebody go remind Brother Lee, he's got the authority over cancer. Amen, baby? He's got the authority over sickness. There's a control to his authority. There's a compassion to his authority. He saw Simon Peter's mother-in-law. I mean, you know, the mother-in-law thing, that's kind of a hard one for some of us, you know, the mother-in-law thing. But anyway, that's how much compassion he really had. It was a mother-in-law. He had compassion. Sometimes people who are in charge have no compassion. You live in the corporate world, you'd be hard-pressed to find any compassion with people who have authority. But there's compassion in his authority. And he healed the sickness. I like the way it said. He said he stood over her. I could see Jesus walking up to that body that was racked with fever and disease and just kind of standing over it in authority. Sickness has to go. He rebuked the sickness. He rebuked the sickness. Jesus has the authority. Notice back over in Mark chapter 1. Look back over in Mark chapter 1. Pick up in verse number 32. He's already healed Simon's mother-in-law. Verse 32. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them, notice that, all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Isn't that funny? They were at the door seeing the door. Amen? And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. I want you to see not only the control of his power, but I want you to see the completeness of his authority. All came. All of the city came. And all that came experienced his authority in their situation. Diseases, demon possession, all sorts of problems. And every single one of them was under the control and authority of Jesus Christ. He had the authoritative ability to fix all of it. He had the authoritative ability. He has authority over all things. Let me just give you some things that Jesus has authority over, and then I want to leave you with a closing thought. Jesus had authority over his own birth. Mary did not know that she would be the one until she was told she was going to be the one. Mary did not even really know, I don't suspect, when the transaction took place. Mary had no control over what was going on. Jesus had authority through the hovering of the Holy Spirit to control his own birth. He had control over his own life. In Luke chapter 4, his doctrine was so strong that it angers those in the religious community, and they would put their hands on him. They were going to thrust him over a cliff, and it says that he just passed right through them. Like, you think you're going to kill me? You think you're going to put your hands on me and do anything? I'm not going to let you do that today. You know why? Because he had complete authority over his life. Complete authority over his birth. Complete authority over his life. He had complete authority over his death. He said, I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it back up again. He had complete authority over his resurrection. He's got complete authority over the elements. He turned water into wine and changed one substance into another. The devil knew in that temptation that he could have turned stones into bread. When it came to that multitude, he fed them with 5,000 fishes and loaves. He's got authority over those things. He's got authority over the animals. He made a fish swallow a coin that paid the disciples' taxes. He sat on an ass's colt wherewith man had never sat. He's got control over those kingdoms of this earth. He called a rooster to preach when it crowed 3 times as Jesus was betrayed by Peter. He's got control and authority. He's got control over botany. He walked by a fig tree one day. He saw it afar off covered in leaves. And he came forth and saw there was no fruit. He cursed it. And the next day they came back and it was dead, dried up at the roots. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush that was not consumed. He grew the tree that would become his cross with his own authority. He's got authority over the atmosphere. One dark and stormy night as he slept in the bow of the boat, the disciples said, carest thou that we perish? And he stepped out on that deck and said, peace. And he rebuked the wind. Amen. Can't nobody rebuke except somebody's got authority. And that water went flat. Peace, be still. Satan might be the prince of the power of the air, but Jesus is still the king. He has his way in the whirlwind, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He's got authority in all these things. He's got authority over the cosmos. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 12, 13, 14, he caused the sun to stand still. He's got power over the cosmos. In Mark chapter 13 and in Revelation, it says over there in chapter number 6 that there'll come a day when the stars will fall from the skies and the celestial bodies will be shaken. He's got authority over all these things.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.